We have classes about the Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of Vrindavan. We had classes about the name Vrindavan. What is the value and power of just saying Vrindavan, 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 Vrindavan? And we had classes about the great glories of Vrindavan, how it's so wonderful, and demigods worship the place and so many things. Then we heard about the Brijvasis, how they have no faults and the value of their contact, and that they're like Chintamani. They steal away the glories of even Chintamani and the foot dust of the Brijvasis. Then we heard the kaleidoscope of Vrindavan's Vrindavan Mahima Sangraha, lots of glories of Vrindavan. And then we heard about the glories of the dust of Vrindavan, Brajaraj, the glories of the sand and dust particles of Vrindavan. And then we heard about the grass of Vrindavan, how we should offer obeisances to the grass of Vrindavan, Braja Trina Pranam. And then we heard about Braja Trina Janam Bhavatu, taking birth as a blade of grass in Vrindavan. We heard about this. And that's so glorious. And we hear that Uddhava Mahashaya and other great devotees are praying that they can become born as a blade of grass or a Gomalata Oshadinam. So the gopis will trample them, or the deer or the cows, or somebody will trample them and bless them. So now we went from the dust to the grass. So if you really have a lot of ego and you don't want to be a particle of dust, and you don't want to be a blade of grass, then you can be a Gomalata Oshadinam. Gomalata Oshadinam. Asamaho Charanarenu Jasam Ahamsham. Vrindavanakim Gomalata Oshadinam. That verse is there by Uddhava Mahashaya. So this is the Braj Lata Mahima, the glories of the creepers of Brajadam. And the first part is chapter 4, verse 56. Vrindarak, let's say it together, 56, chapter 4. You have that? Vrindaraka Nuta Vrinda Vipina Lata Saki Gulamanam Vrindaraka Iha Nandata Manda Mandara Kotibi Kemwa. O evil-minded people, what will you gain by having millions of heavenly trees? Just take pleasure in the charming beauty of the Vrindavan trees, creepers, and bushes, which are glorified even by the demigods. So some people, demigods, or even rich, wealthy, influential people of this world, they want to collect all kinds of special trees and glorious trees. But they don't mean anything compared to a tree in Vrindavan. That's what this translation says. It's always an interesting surprise when we read this other one. Maybe you already have the surprise in front of you. That's Sataka 4. So the whole idea of this book is comparing and contrasting. This is how you can get an understanding of reality. Neti-neti. It is this, it's not that. Compare and contrast. This is what it is, this is what it isn't. Because they say, in order, there's a form of logic, I believe, in order to know what something is, you have to also first study what it isn't. What isn't Krishna Bhakti? So there's a whole discussion, Madhurya Kadambini. What isn't Krishna Bhakti? Laya and Vikshep and Anartha Nivritti and all these things. This is Anishtita, Anishtita Bhakti. So Bhakti means Nishta. Nishta means faith. Faith means Nishta. So Nishta means actually pure faith is Nishta. So pure faith is when the real, genuine, pure expression of Bhakti begins at Nishta. So till then it's called Anishtita Bhakti. Because the faith is not pure. Nishta means, Drita Vrata means firm faith and confidence. This is Nishta. And that's shown by one's actions. And by one, he's unwavering. He's always, his mind, his heart, his consciousness, his activity is always fixed on Krishna. No vikshep and all these things that are symptoms. Laya vikshep. That's all these symptoms of Anishtita Bhakti. This is an important book because we think, well, I'm a devotee, I'm doing really well. And then you read Madhurya Kadambini, it's like the atom bomb for misconceptions. Atom bomb for self-delusion, let's say, Madhurya Kadambini, because self-delusion means a tendency to delude oneself, to think oneself as, think that we are greater than we are, or better than we are, or something special. This energy is like, it's like the coming and going of day and night. The night goes and then the sun comes. And it keeps coming and going. So this deluding potency is like there's an ocean. The ocean is like Maya. And our consciousness is like the beach. And the waves are always breaking from the ocean onto the beach, onto the shore. So Maya's that ocean. She's always breaking waves on the shore of our consciousness. And one of the continuous waves that keeps breaking on the beach or shore of our consciousness is delusion, self-deception. It doesn't just come once. Oh, I got deluded. I got deluded once. I became deluded once. I became deceived. Self-deception means I deceive myself. I cheat myself. And Prabhupada quotes this verse he describes in the 10th canto, chapter 1, verse 4, Nivrittatar Sherbagi Manad. He says the Atma, the killers of the self, Nivrittatar Sherbagi Manad, Vavoshi Chotra Madome Ranamat, Kutama Shogu Gananavat, Kumanavira Hetavina Pushugnat. He says, Pashugnat. He says that they're killing, I think this is verse where they're killing the self. The animal eaters are those that are killing themselves. So this is what self-deception does. We kill ourselves. We cheat ourselves. We think, we don't actually catch the reality. So this is all the features of what's not bhakti. So therefore, we hear in this analyzation or glorification of Vrindavan, do you think this is a great thing, heavenly trees, or you want Parijat tree, or you want something from heaven? That's nothing. That's insignificant. These trees, even a shrub here, a lata here, this is the glories of the lata. The lata, it says a bush, a creeper, a gomanam, vipina lata saki gomanam. It said that these are so much glorious. Now what's this verse say here? Worshipped by great demigods, the trees, bushes, vines, and Vrindavan are full of bliss. Oh, slow-witted people, of what use are millions of celestial mandara trees to us? So apparently, mandara is some type of very celestial and glorious tree. Mandara, and that word is there, mandara. Mandara. Well, that's it. Manda sumanda mata. That's very interesting. He's really making a beautiful poetic play here. So manda sumanda matayoma, they're fools, they're dull-witted, they're crazy people. Kotibi, you think mandara kotibi, you could have millions of these mandara trees. You mandara, you're a manda and you want a mandara tree, you want a mandara briksh. You could have millions of these trees, you fool. Manda mandara kotibi kimwa. Vipina lata shaki gomanam. So this is... That's a very nice idea. The demigods are worship. Demigods are intelligent enough to worship. You want some celestial tree. Mandara is some celestial tree. But listen, Jack, you want to get this tree from the heavenly planets, but the heavenly denizens, the demigods themselves, they're worshiping the trees of Vrindavan. Why don't you go to Vrindavan and worship the trees of Vrindavan and offer a ghee lamp and do parikrama and offer water? And offer flowers and pranams and prayers, and why don't you embrace those trees? And because they're not your mandara tree, whatever that tree is, may you give us wonderful flowers and fragrant unguents or oils or whatever can be made there, something extraordinary, no doubt. But these trees, these mandaras, koti, millions and millions of these trees, they cannot give you love of God. They cannot give you the fulfillment of all your desires. But these trees of Vrindavan, the trees of creepers of Vrindavan, the Madhavi Lata, etc., they are Kalpa Riksha. Kalpa Lata. I said Kalpa Lata, Kalpa Briksha, Kalpa Lata. Kopalata means your kalpa, your desire, your wish should all be fulfilled. This is the power of Vrajadham. So don't be a munda, don't be foolish, stupid, dull-witted. Wake up, listen to what I'm saying. I'm speaking the truth. The devas are worshipping the latas of Vrindavan, do you understand? Glorified even by the demigods. Now, second point, the shelter of the creepers of Vrindavan. This is chapter 5, verse 57. 557. Of course, the question we might ask now is, where are those creepers? Where are those trees? Creepers are hard to find. 57. Eta vali vitataya urusneya viklina chitta shimad vrindavana bhuvi mahabhuteyo matributa ashiryante hari hari bahir vastu buddhim viduya yar dimadi bi satatamiha vimutrava te kritarpa. O Lord Hari, those intelligent persons who give up external conceptions and always take shelter of the Vrindavan latas, which are full of opulences and are affectionate as a mother, they certainly become glorious in this life and the next. This is the result of Brajalata Ashraya. Brajalata Ashraya. That if one takes shelter of these creepers and reveals his mind and heart. Because if one goes to his mother, if he has some relationship with the mother, and he's very close to the mother, and he has some heart, he has some pain in his heart. His heart is disturbed. So he may go to his mother and beg her to help him. And so these creepers are compared to a mother, at least in this translation. This is another translation. Intelligent persons who take shelter of beautiful Vrindavan's opulent vines, melting with motherly love. Let's find the verse on the other page. Melting with motherly love. Matri Bhuta. Matri means mother, no? Srimad Vrindavana Bhuvi Mahabhutayo Matri Bhuta Ashiryante Hari Hari Bahir Vastu Viduya Satatam Vamutra Kritarta Viklinachitta Eta Vali Vitataya Urusneha Viklinachitta. Viklinachitta, I think, means melting of the consciousness. Let's see now. They're melting with motherly love. And such intelligent persons, if they throw away, far away the idea that these creepers are material, they become supremely accessible, both in this life and after death. So he's telling us, or at least the intelligent people, that these are not ordinary creepers, these are not material creepers or latas. They are something extraordinary. They are personal, they're human-like. They have the sentiments, and the bhav and the feelings and compassion and nourishing quality of a mother, Matri Bhuta. They're carrying that energy of the mother. The energy of the mother is protection. The energy of the mother is nourishment. The energy of the mother is protection, nourishment, and encouragement. And the energy of the mother is forgiveness. These are the energies, energetic expressions of the mother's bhav or heart. And the creepers are like that. They're like mothers. His general outlook, Prabhupada Saraswati's general outlook, is that all of Vrindavan is a mother. Vrindatavi Mata. The Vrindavan is like a mother. Because she's exhibiting all these qualities. Her trees are like a mother. Her river Yamuna is like a mother. Her latas are like a mother. Her cows are like a mother. I say, Go Mata. Lata Mata. Gomata Latamata. Gomata Latamata, Vrikshamata, Taramata, everything. It's like, this is what he's seeing, because he's seeing, he's in Vrindavan, he's in Kaliyada doing bhajan at that, underneath that Keli Kadamba tree where Krishna jumped off. So Prabhupada and Saraswati, these kutirs there, bhajan kuti. And he's seeing the ways of Jamuna. And he's just feeling, I'm surrounded by this positive vibration. Like a mother, like a son. A son travels, or he goes to college, or he goes somewhere. But home, he has a very loving and supportive mother. But he goes away for so many months to college, and he's so busy with studies, doesn't have time really to communicate or experience the mother at all, because he's too wrapped up in his career and studies and school. Oh, after on Christmas vacation, he goes home and he meets the mother. Then he comes into the atmosphere of the mother, the motherly atmosphere, the support, the security, the nourishment, the protection, the love. The whole vibration, he feels surrounded by comfort. He feels surrounded by what is called, he's surrounded by the support and the encouragement of home comfort. His mother's love, loving energy saturates the entire house. Oh, let me cook this for you, let me cook that for you. Oh, while you were gone, I got some new bed sheets for your bed, and I got some new blankets. This experience, Prabhupada Saraswati, when he's living there and doing bhajan, he's seeing the creepers and he's the trees, and he's feeling that they're all my friends, and they're my mothers. They're nourishing me, they're protecting me, they're encouraging me and nourishing me. They're all my support systems. Like they have this in the hospital, they have something called life support systems. I think you've heard this term. They have all these oxygen masks and this thing, that thing, and all these different things. And respirators and all kinds of things to keep people alive. So these are the bhakti support systems. The bhakti support systems of Vrindavan. The BSS. Bhakti support systems. That these trees and these latas, so they're a worthy shelter. They are, who could ever imagine? Usually people take shelter in money, or they take shelter in some opulence that they have. They take shelter in their physical beauty, or they take shelter in their fame, or their friends, or something. Human beings, we usually take shelter of another human being. Wife takes shelter of her husband, and etc. But here, we're seeing that something seems like so impersonal. Lata doesn't seem like very personal. A creeper, from his viewpoint, Prabhupada Saraswati, all of these latas and creepers and trees and aspects of Vrindavan are here. They're meant to give shelter to devotees, braja shraya. This is the living in Vrindavan means taking shelter of all of these personalities. They're all personalities. The latas are personalities. They're mothers. They're persons. The trees are persons. What to speak of course, the cows and the dogs. They're all persons. So this is the shelter of the creepers of Vrindavan. This is chapter 11, verse 54. This is the glories of the creeper-like Braja Gopis. So we heard about the creepers. But the Braja Gopis themselves are also golden creepers. They're called golden latas. And what is the nature of a creeper, of a lata? What do? They cling. They hold on to someone strong and someone firm and someone fixed, like a tree. They hold on to a tree because a creeper is kind of weak and he's just a little soft little vine and thin little stems and little leaves. So then his nature is he goes here and there and somebody may step on him and crush him. But if he takes shelter of a tree and wraps around the tree, or she wraps around the tree, then she's away from animals who won't step on her and wayward wild bulls and cows and animals. So she'll be supported there and she'll be protected there. So when the creeper wraps around the tree, she gets support, she gets protection, and she gets nourishment. And she gets some happiness because she feels some good association. So this is the gopis. And the tree is Krishna, Tamal Krishna. So that we thought we would, since we're hearing about the creepers, we might as well hear about the glories of the creeper-like Braja Gopis. That's what this verse is about. 1154, the creeper-like Vraja Gopis, because all roads lead to the Gopis, and all Gopis lead to Radha. So this is the conclusion. Radha is that creeper around, that golden creeper, that Prem Lata. Radha is that Prem Lata wrapped around Krishna, Tamal Krishna. Bringa Shreni Vichalat Alaka Pankaj Janyanani Nalani Sri Mridu Bhuja Lata Keshara Danta Pankti Yasam Rajan Mridula Dala Tatir Danta Vasamsi Radha Sakyo Vrindavana Bhuvi Jayantyad Bhuta Pankajinya. So the Danta Vasamsi Radha Sakyo Vrindavana Bhuvi Jayantyad Bhuta. All glories to Radha's sucky friends, or suckies, whose moving curly hairs are just like bumblebees. Bringa Shreni Vichala Alaka. Vichalat Alaka. Her hair is like bumblebees. Curly hair. Looks like so many bumblebees. Radha's gopi friends, her faces are like lotus flowers. Pankaj Anani. Anana. That's their faces. And their beautiful, soft arms are like lotus stems. So this is Nalani Sri Mridu Bhuja. Nalani means lotus. Sri Mridu, soft Bhuja, their arms, Lata. Their teeth are like the filaments of a lotus. Keshar Danta Pankti. Pankti means their teeth, no? Danta Pankti. And her lips are as soft as leaves. Dala Tatir Danta Vasamsi Radha. So this is their arms are like lotus stems. This is the general description of the gopis. They don't have wrestler arms. Prayojana Tattva. The Prayojana is to live in Vrindavan eternally in our Siddhadeya and to serve Radha and Krishna. This Prayojana Tattva. The Prayojana Tattva automatically includes the Sadhana Tattva or the Avideya Tattva, how to get to the Prayojana. Sambandha is already established. You've taken Diksha, you're initiated. That's the Sambandha. But then Sambandha changes as we move through different positions. What is our relationship to God in this body? God in this body, in this world? Then what is our Sambandha? What is our relationship to the Prayojana? What is our, as our jiva, what is our relationship to the actual ultimate goal? And then again, we have to redefine our sambandha, our relationship. Prem sambandha. Jiva sambandha, guru sambandha, prem sambandha. These are different connections, deep connections. Sambandha. Sambandha means complete bondage. Samyak bandha. Bandha means bound. Tied, locked, circumscribed, bandha, sambandha. So prem sambandha. So this is, then now we have to establish our connection with the Prayojana, which is prem of Martha Mahan, by hearing Prayojana Tattva. That's one of the tattvas. So these five tattvas of Panchanga Bhakti, these are the Prayojana tattvas. Because these are eternal. These are eternal. All these Panchanga Bhakti, all Bhakti is eternal. But these Panchanga Bhakti are part of the Avishtamayi Bhav, Sadhana. And this is what goes on. Sarupsiddha Bhakti. These are the practices that go on in the spiritual world. Machitama Katasa Prana. So the gopis, when the gopis get together, they have sangha, saru sangha. They associate together. Because panchanga bhakti means saru sangha. But it means to hear harikata. So then Bhagavat Shravan Rasik Bhakta Sahasangha. So here, when we talk about Bhagavat Shravan Rasik Bhakta Ashwadana, One should taste the Harikatha in the association of devotees. So now we have two things. One of the Panchanga Bhaktis is Bhagavad Shravan, yes? Another is Sadhu Sangha, yes? So when the gopis come together, they eternally are engaging and associating together, Gopi Sangha, and they're speaking Harikatha. Where are they doing it? In Vrindavan, Mathura Vasisthali. And what are they doing all the time? Nam Sankirtan, as we mentioned yesterday. And who are they worshipping 24/7? Radha Krishna Yugal. This is Panchanga Bhakti. So this is Prayojana Tattva, this is Prayojana Sambandha, this is Prayojana Avideya, Panchanga Bhakti. So the glories of Vrindavan, and how to relate with Vrindavan, how to understand Vrindavan, how to feel Vrindavan, see Vrindavan, move in Vrindavan, relate to Vrindavan. This comes by sadhu sangha, by surrender, by living here, by kripa, and by studying these great visionaries, these great radical, in one sense, mad devotees who are totally mad in premunmata. Premunmata. They are in a madness of prem. So they're seeing Vrindavan as it is, and they're so many verses. I think there's 1,100 verses in this book to prepare us to develop our sambandha with the Priyojana Vrindavan. This is all about relationship. You get married, so you know everything about your husband from the first day. No. You develop. You marry. You meet. You talk. You live together. So many things. So your relationship, your sambandha, and the intensity of that sambandha deepens and strengthens over time and association. And by hearing together, speaking together, being together. So this hearing about Vrindavan is so much anukul for this. So now it's very appropriate that we're trying to appreciate the lowest. My idea, this is my analysis of this book, is to start. We want to be gopis, gopi anugata. This is our swabhavik, our nature. And this one will realize. So that is our prayojan. Our prayojan is that, to realize our siddhadeya and to enter into the prem seva Radha Krishna Yugal and Vrindavan, the groves and kunjas of Vrindavan. So we thought that we're appreciating Vrindavan, and our goal is to go to Vrindavan in our Gopideya, our Vastu City, Siddhadeya, Vastu City, Vastu Deya, and then serve Radha and Krishna. But to be a Gopi is such a topmost thing. And to have that qualification, and we're begging Vrindadevi, we're begging holy name, we're begging and we're meditating. But to get there, to that level, the ultimate love and the ultimate appreciation, the ultimate gratitude, then we have to have appreciation and gratitude and love for every aspect of Vrindavan. From the seemingly lowest particle of let's say, the dust particles and the grass particles and the lata, the creepers and the trees, etc., to the animals up and to the high, because every particle of Vrindavan, from the kan kan vole Sri Radha Radha, From the particles of dust, they're chanting Radhe Radhe. So they're nourishing the Madhurya Bhava. The particles of dust in Vrindavan are nourishing the Parakiya Bhava of Radharani. And everything, and the grass and the trees and the animals, they're all nourishing and enhancing and increasing. So we want to enter the Parakiya. We want to have Parakiya Bhava. Well, Manjari has Parakiya Bhava. We want that Parakiya Bhava. And that we want to be gopis and Manjaris. They're the topmost personalities in the whole Vrindavan Dham. They're the topmost. So, love me, love my dog. So, love me, love my Khan. Love me, love my Khan. My Khan Khan. My pebbles. My particles. My Raj. Raja Raj. And these particles of dust, we worship these particles of dust, and we worship the leaves of these creepers and these trees. They will teach us what is Parakiya Bhava, because they're involved in it. They're part of it. They're part and parcel of it. They will teach us what is Gopi Bhava. They will teach us what is Madhurya Bhava. They're connected with it. Uddhava wants that connection. Uddhava wants to be connected with Madhurya Bhava, with Parakiya Bhava. He saw Parakiya Bhava. Mahabhava in and Uddhav Kyari and Brahmar Geet. He said, I want to be connected, but I can't say I want to be gopi, but I want to start there. I want my connection there as Alatta. Let me be connected there, because the Alattas will teach me, the grass will teach me. And we come out, the thing is, I don't know how everybody relates to their living in Vrindavan, but we're supposed to live on the land of Vrindavan, on sleep on the dirt of Vrindavan, under the trees of Vrindavan. Kuchat Kokila, Hamsa, Sarasagana, Kirne Mayurakale, Nana Ratna Nivada Mula Vita Pasha Yukta Vrindavana. So they were sleeping, the Goswamis were sleeping under different trees on the Braja Raj, sleeping there, gathering a few leaves together if it's cold and putting the leaves down as a makeshift bed and lying on top of those leaves for some insulation. And then sleeping under the trees, because actually near the trees it's warm. When you sleep near a tree or you embrace a tree, you can stay warm. Even if it's snow all around the ground, you'll see near the tree there's no snow because it melts, because the tree is living. So people live in the country, they know this. That if you want to survive in the forest somewhere and there's all snow, you find a big tree, very hot and very hot, very much energy. And then you clear away whatever snow is around it and push it away. Then you huddle up around that tree and you can stay, survive, won't die. You embrace that tree and you'll absorb heat from that tree. So they were sleeping there. So now I'm just making a point, but now there's no trees. Can't find any Braja Raj anywhere. There's asphalt and cement everywhere. But at least when we come out of our 14-story high flats, you know, there's 14-story high flats in Vrindavan. So we finally descend from the heavenly planets. People don't want to be in Vrindavan, they want to be in Swarga. A 14-story flat means you want to be as far away from the Braja Raj as you can. You don't want to breathe any Braja Raj, you don't want to feel any Braja Raj, you don't want any Braja Raj in your apartment, you don't want to hear any animals, you don't want to hear any bulls or any cows going, haw, haw. You don't want to hear any parrots, you don't want to hear any peacocks. When you go 14 stories high, they don't even fly that high. You won't hear anything, it's quiet. That's just Mayavad, it's just Nirvan. 14 stories high in Vrindavan. This is Nirvan, this is Brahma Sayuja. Just see the attitude or the outlook of the bhakta. I want to be as close as possible to the Braja Raj. Yeah, Nirvan. Yeah, that's good. They want Nirvan. Nirvan means no van, no forest. Exactly. They want to live in a forest of smack. Nirvan also means, you know, Buddhist Nirvan means nothing. Means nothing. No, Nirvan means no, but they want no van. So go to the 14th, live in your 14-story penthouse, and they advertise. You can see the Yamuna. What Yamuna? The Yamuna will be gone in a few years. And only supposed to last for 5,000 years, according to the Puran. And Ganga lasts for 15,000 years of Kali Yuga. Jivan is already gone, practically. It's a losing battle. In one sense, this point is not made. It's practically gone. You know, there's so much publicity to save Yavana, but then what about the predictions? So this is the point that when we come out of our kutirs, and I don't know what everyone else is, when I come out of this cement and all this where I'm living, and then I, unfortunately there's some Braja Raj here, I bow down and put my head there every day and amidst all that grass. And I offer a prayer, my personal prayer. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not marble floors and not tile floors and not fancy beds from Delhi or Bombay or anywhere. And Vrindavan is the dust of Braja Raj. So I want to touch it as soon as possible. Somehow the last 6 or 8 or 10 hours I've been cooped up in this pigeonhole, as Prabhupada said. Apartments are called pigeonholes. I've been cooped up in this pigeonhole, but now I finally get out of the cage. I can touch the pay dirt. I can touch the pay dirt. Just like if a man goes on a sailboat and he goes for a few days on a cruise and he doesn't have sea legs and he's a real earth dweller. He has all kinds of earth planets and earth stars. He's like dying on the sea cruise for a few days. And he gets back, he kisses the earth. He kisses the earth. He feels so happy. Oh, get my legs back on the ground. I want to be back on the earth. He's so happy because I had this experience. I went sailing a few times. And I said, okay, I like this thing, but I want my Mother Earth, because I'm an earth sign. I'm an earth person, not a water, so much water. So earth people like earth, and water people like water, and it's like this, air people like air. So we should touch the Brajaraj, find it somewhere. We could just see the scenario, come out of your apartment, get in your car, drive to the temple, walk on asphalt, walk on marble, go in the temple, take off your socks, walk in your marble, get in your car, get in the marble, go back home. You never touch a particle of Brajaraj an entire day. Go from your cement apartment to your cement car to the cement road to the cement walkway to the marble entranceway, in your shoes, no less. Vrindavan is waiting to speak to everyone. Vrindavan is waiting to bless everyone. But no one gives their heart unless you give your heart to them. No one's going to give their heart to you unless you give your heart to them. Heart is a very secret, precious, rare treasure, Mahanidhi. Heart. The heart of Vrindavan is... Vrindavan's ready to give her heart to anyone. I'm amazed when some people come and say, oh, you're a Brijvasi. I'm not a Brijvasi at all, but I have some drop of appreciation for this land of Vrindavan. Tomorrow, by Krishna's grace, we hope to give class again, and we'll hear about the creepers. So now we went from the creepers, and the devas are worshiping these creepers, and they're worthy shelter. We should take shelter of them. We heard about the creeper-like, lata-like arms of the lotus-stem arms of the Braja Gopis, which is our prayojana to have. We also want lotus. We want latas also. We want creeper-like arms. We have a sarup. We have a sarup. We have creeper-like arms. So tomorrow we hear that the creepers are more fortunate than Lakshmi Devi. Very well. Now that means Lakshmi becomes a pauper in front of the creepers of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Mahimamrita ki jai.